are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me. Hi, my beautiful listeners. Thank you for tuning in to It's Our Time, presented by Salon BKB, where the salon conversations are brought to life here on our podcast, dealing with everyday living, of overcoming life's obstacles, and finding purpose in our lives. I'm Belinda K. Baker, your host, and it is my pleasure to share my 32 years' experiences as a salon owner, beauty advisor, success coach, and a mentor. Women of all backgrounds enjoy the salon experience of stimulating conversation and of the sisterhood. It's common for us to willingly share our stories, our issues, and our problems with each other and our stylists. I think that's why it's so easy for our group therapy sessions to jump off so effortlessly. We feel safe. We're not alone. There's someone else there that can identify with what we're saying. The power of the conversation is real, y'all. Women sharing with women, talking from our personal experiences, using our resources, and being influencers to help each other. In these moments, we don't care about social status, race, or our differences. We're connecting through our issues, bonding in our friendships, and often end up building strong alliances in and out of the salon. So today, we have another pro-beauty conversation where our professional celebrity stylist will share his wisdom and knowledge of curly textured hair with us. From the wash and go to the curly afros or the TWA, y'all know what I'm talking about, teeny weeny afros, and twists and knots, our hair is the ultimate accessory in our wardrobe. It offers us endless possibilities to explore our personalities through natural curls and textures, some sleek, some wavy, while others are coily and tight. The key to successful texture styling is learning to embrace your uniqueness, one curl at a time, while finding a staple regime of regimen of products, tools, and techniques. So today we're going to break the complicated information about caring for curly hair down into bite-sized pieces, empowering each of us natural girls to become comfortable with managing our curly hair. It all comes down to all curls matter. So let me take the time to thank my sponsors, Atlanta Life Media Agency, for supporting us in producing this show, and we're so grateful for them. Atlanta Life Media Agency is a premier Georgia television, film, and entertainment behind-the-camera production support consulting agency. Listeners, please check them out at www.atlma.net, Atlanta Life Media Agency, where connections are made. And if you would like to join our conversation as a sponsor, please email us at info@up2meradio.com. That's info@up2meradio.com. So, virtual listeners, let's open our hearts and our spirits, and let's jump into our conversation today. All curls matter. And I want you to give a wonderful virtual round of applause as we welcome Mr. J. Rashawn Coltier, who is a 14-year veteran of the beauty industry, who is dominant in the hair industry, who has a passion for the industry, and he is unparalleled professional based out of South Carolina, where he has been trained by some of the most prestigious salons in the region. Hey, Sean, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful, Miss Belinda. How are you?
I am great. I am great. I wanted to full name because a lot of your social media, tag and hashtags are J. Rashawn Coltier. So I want everybody to get that name embedded in them so that they can know and follow you and follow what your understanding of the uniqueness of each client is. Now, that is a part of your philosophy. We've known each other for a while, haven't we?
Of course, a long time. Yes, ma'am.
This industry is one that there, no 2 days are ever the same, the beauty industry.
Absolutely.
And you wear many hats in this industry.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, it's amazing to me when I looked over your profile, because even though I know you, I went back and I took a look at some of the things that you are doing right now. Owner of your own salon, an instructor at a prestigious beauty school, educator for Design Essentials, trainer and platform artist extraordinaire. You wear so many hats.
You know, as I hear you say all of those things, I'm like, oh, I'm all of that.
You are. But you know what I love when I asked you, we were talking, what I love that you put in front of all of that was that you're a man of God. You're a
Absolutely.
Husband. Your father. So talk to us a little bit, although I know that here in education is an intricate part of your life. This is intrigues me that typically we talk to women about the balancing act of life. I would mm-hmm. love to hear from you. How do you balance all of this?
Again, thank you for the opportunity to be on the podcast. I definitely appreciate this opportunity. I will say that it's a God thing. It's nothing that I can necessarily do on my own as far as the balance. One good thing about it is that I definitely have to keep God first and then my family. And it took me a while to actually go in and realize that or recognize that that's the way it's supposed to go, because a lot of times I did put work in front of God. I did put work in front of my family. And during those times when I was doing those things, things just wasn't – I felt like it was going okay, but then as I sat back and I look at things, it wasn't going the way in the way it should have been going as far as what God had planned. And so when I actually went back and regrouped things and made sure that, you know, that I put God first, that I attend services at my local church, and I serve in my local church, and then still yet keeping my family grounded to where I base my schedule around my family schedule, making sure that I get to my kids' events and making sure that I pull time out for my wife. It's been so big to me because of the simple fact my mom, she was a single parent, and I really didn't have my dad in my life. So that thing right there, not having my dad in my life, that I wanted to make sure that that wasn't the case for my children. And mm-hmm. so with that, I make sure that any type of meeting at school, any type of program, any type of trip, I really go in and I put myself in those places and I make sure that I'm there at those things because I know how it felt to not have a father figure. So I'm like, you know, I refuse to allow my kids to have those type of feelings. So, you know, when it comes down to my family and it comes down to my wife and God and stuff like that, I put those things first and then on my time, when I'm finished with all of that, then I go into here and the industry, and I do all of those things. But I have to make sure all of that is straight first before I do anything else.
That's awesome. That's awesome. There was two words that you used there that you on purpose, you're present in your children's lives. And then you said you are a member in your local church and you serve. And that was key for me that you said you serve. So it's not just about being present, but you're actually active in doing good things. That is so good. That's so good. Thank you for sharing, because it is, you know, we're about helping and empowering and sharing and being transparent.
Yes.
And I like that you let us know this wasn't an easy walk always. And I'm sure there are good days and there's some days where you're like, ooh man. But when I read your Bible, I see that you have a unique statement. You have a unique philosophy about curly hair. And I like that,
ma'am,
because we share in this philosophy that we shouldn't be looking at the color of the skin of the stylist. We shouldn't be looking at the color of the skin of the person coming in. We should be looking and identifying with the hair. That hair is hair, and that all hair has curls. You said that.
Mm-hmm.
That all
yes,
hair
ma'am.
Has curls. Elaborate a little bit for our listeners on that.
Well, I was in a class. I was teaching a class one day, and I was teaching about curl patterns because me working in a school, I'm really passionate about my students understanding that hair is hair. I don't want them to actually always deal with people that look just like them. I want them to be able to actually deal with everyone. So be it black, white, Hispanic, Latinos, Indians, all of those type things. I want them to be able to, when they come in their salon, they can do it and be confident about it. And so I came up with a class that and it was talking about hair texture, and it's talking about curl patterns. And I was connecting the consumer world with the professional world. And so I go into dealing with the curl patterns 1 through 4C, which are your curl types, and them understanding that curl types and textures are two different things. That texture is fine, medium, and coarse, and curl types is straight, wavy, curly, and coily. And so I had to make sure that I combined the professional side of it and the consumer side of it so that the professionals would not be out of the consumer world and the consumer wouldn't be so much out of the professional world. And so I was teaching a class, and in the midst of teaching a class, I had this one young lady. She stood up in my class and she tried to make it a racial thing. She was this pro-black woman, you know, and she was talking about, well, with our hair. And I was like, what do you mean? I said, we're not talking about a race or anything like that. And then in the midst of it, I was like, you know what? All curls matter. And so that was during the time where, you know, Black Lives Matter was kind of going and all of that type of stuff, you know, during that time. And I was like, you know what? All curls matter. And that statement stuck with me. And so now I created T-shirts, and now I'm actually doing a tour, an All Curls Matter tour. So the reason, it wasn't necessarily about, it's about the hair, everybody understanding the curl patterns and the textures and stuff like that. But it was also a understanding of equality of people and races, and realizing that, listen, everybody matters. It doesn't matter who you are, you matter. So, you know, just putting it a spin on the cosmetology side of it, when it comes down to equality, I say all curls matter.
I love it. I absolutely love that. All curls matter. And I love that in that moment, in this statement, you just found a way, was given. Well, we know who that was. We know the Holy Spirit worked through you with this.
Absolutely.
in bridging a gap. You know, here this young lady wanted to take it to something that, you know, without realizing she wanted to put a negative on it. And it's not, as you said, it wasn't a negative. It just simply is facts that we all have some particular curl pattern, straight through curly, somewhere in between, we all fall, no matter whose hair it is. And the fact that you're now taking and you're spreading that word, you said you're on a tour. What cities are you going to? Where? How can someone know about your tour?
Well, one of the things, I'm on social media pretty hard when it comes down to it. But we're starting our tour. We started it in May 6th, a few Sundays ago, in Orangeburg. And then we have another one on June 24th, which is going to be in Columbia. And then we have another one in October. So we've been doing like every other month, every fourth Sunday of the month. So we have one, like I said, May. We had it in May. We have it in June, August,
awesome.
And then October. Yes, ma'am. And so August would be in Augusta, Georgia, and then October would be in Charleston, South Carolina. And then other people, they've been hitting me up asking me as far as doing the tour in their city. So I wanted to kind of get finished with this one first, and then and then go and broaden my horizons, because some people even in Massachusetts have actually hit me up. So I'm like, okay, God, let me, you know, let's work this one.
I love it. Because what is happening with this is that we are able to see that, you know, you can take an idea, a concept, like all curls matter, and you can turn it into something that a movement, as you're saying. It is a movement that you're doing right now. And that movement, even though it is it's universal. We know it's universal.
Mm-hmm.
Hair is one of those conversations that you can have, and it broadens into other things. And so I'm excited to see where your tour goes. And so we're definitely going to be supporting you along the path of this tour, taking it and moving it along. This is wonderful. All curls matter. Now, we've established that all curls matter, but now the big thing about it is that people who have curly hair issues are looking for solutions. They're looking for solutions on how to be able to handle this curly hair. So let's give them some of those answers to some of those common issues with curly hair. The knotting and the tangling. I know you hear that a lot.
Yes, absolutely. When you're definitely dealing with the curls and you have a lot of knotting and tangling and stuff like that, number one, make sure that you have a lot of moisture in your hair. Because of the simple fact, ones that have more curly hair, they tend to not want to do anything with it. You know, they still have to tie your hair up, like put a bonnet over it, cover it, a silk bonnet or something like that, keeping the moisture locked in as much as possible. And then the other thing is making sure that you keep your ends trimmed, because a lot of people feel as if that they're wearing their natural curls, that I don't have to get my ends trimmed much, or, you know, I'm trying to let it grow, or I'm trying to get, you know, a big afro, but then they're realizing that they still have to get their ends trimmed. So it's just like you pruning a tree. In order for it to grow bigger, you still have to trim and, you know, keep the edges and stuff like that taken care of. So the same way with your hair, you have to make sure that you're keeping your ends trimmed. One of my concepts with my clients that I do often is they have to get a treatment and a trim every 6 to 8 weeks. Every 6 to 8 weeks, so that I say 6 to 8 weeks because it won't seem as if they're getting their hair cut every time. And then to get a treatment, and that treatment has to be a balance of moisture and protein. And then that also cleanse and to actually do a deep cleansing on the hair. So a lot of times, and with a deep cleansing, I call it a detox treatment. And what I do is I go in with a detox agent that I use. I go in and I spray the hair down, and I'm pulling all of the oils and everything off of the hair to get a clean palette. And once I get finished with that, that allows me to deal with the hair, you know, at like a fresh start. And so I go in and I put all of the good moistures and the protein and stuff like that in to the hair once I strip everything off of it. So it's definitely important that we do those things, detox treatments, a balance of moisture and protein, and continue to keep your ends trim.
That is, you're absolutely right. All of those things, you know, we're not talking against some of the bloggers that are going on and talking about what they're doing. We're just giving the information as to what, you know, from a professional standpoint, you've seen day in and day out in dealing with curly hair. Now, talk a little bit about manipulation process. When we manipulate our hair naturally when it's dry, it's different than when it's manipulated when it's wet.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, and we're going again and manipulating the hair. I'm almost in teacher mode talking about that. When the hair is set, when the hair is dry, that means your bonds are pretty much set in your hair all the way. Everything is totally set. And so what happens is when you set it and it's dry, once it's dry and set, you going in trying to change the physical part of the hair. The only way that it can change and be easier to manipulate, it has to be either wet down, has to be with water, or it has to have some type of heat to be able to be manipulated for that bond to be broken. And so with that, when it's not good to actually go in and just start combing dry, curly hair, especially if it's like a really tight, coily type hair, like a 4C or anything like that. 4C is like one of the tightest coils. So anything between like a 3C to a 4C, it is not a good idea to just go in with it being dry and just trying to comb it, because what would happen is because it's already dry, you would tend to pull the hair out. So the thing is, you would need to actually go in, get a spray bottle, get some moisture, a leave-in conditioner, spray that hair down and put it in sections. Take a wide tooth comb and comb it, holding that hair, you know, at the root, holding the hair at the root and comb from the ends and work your way up. One of the things that I tell my students often, how do you climb a mountain? And it was like, from the bottom up. Yes, that's the only way that you're able to comb the hair. You have to comb the hair from the bottom to the root.
That is so good. That is a good analysis. From the bottom up, being using the mountain to describe it, because I've always said that, but to be able to give a visual to that, that is so good. Now the manipulating wet or dry. Also, now we talk about manipulating, getting ready for bed with curly hair. What are some of the home maintenance tricks that can be done with curly hair?
Well, with that, for home maintenance, of course, always, always, always tie your hair up, especially if you don't have a silk or a satin bonnet. I know some people, especially if you don't have a silk pillowcase, I know some people, they say that they don't like anything on their hair because it gives them headaches and stuff like that. But if you go in and have a satin or silk pillowcase, that'll help. That'll help as well, but do not sleep on anything cotton, because the cotton actually pulls all of the moisture out. And for curlier, tighter hair, you need all of the moisture that you can get. So before going to bed, also you need to make sure that if you want to keep your curl pattern and stuff like that, you can go in and you can do like 2-strand twists, making sure that I call it moisture water. You can actually go in and put conditioner and water in a bottle. And
yeah,
you can kind of go in and wake those curls up. at the same time and twist them down. And then in the morning, as you wake up, you can go in and untwist it, and you can still have your curls. But the whole thing is not allowing those curls to really mesh together to make any type of knot. So it's all a matter of keeping control of your hair. Don't let the hair control you. You control the hair.
I like that. I like that. Stay in control of your curls. That's right. That's right. Absolutely. Now, you are the ultimate educator. You have traveled all over the world. You know, we've been in some places together. It's been an honor to be on stage with you and working with you in my career. And, you know, I love your sense of commitment to doing a really good job. In traveling, where have you been that's just been an exciting location in traveling? And which celebrity have you worked with that you just were, that it just, you know, changed your life? It was phenomenal.
Well, I've had a chance to work with you in Maryland, in D.C. And one of the things I had a chance to, one of the things that was like a really exciting moment for me, I had a chance to ride the train from D.C. to New York. I'm a little country boy, I'm going to be honest with you. So doing a whole lot of traveling, I didn't do all of that. I basically kind of stayed on, you know, on this side of the coast. And so, you know, and riding on a train, and, you know, I got on the plane a lot. In that particular season of my life, I was on the plane almost every weekend. And that was so exciting to me. But I had a chance to actually ride on the train from D.C. to New York, and that was such a great different type of experience. I had a chance to go to New York twice. I had a chance to go to Detroit, Michigan, St. Louis. I was down in Florida. I stay in Atlanta kind of often. So my goal this year is to get over to California. Somebody's gonna hire me to get to California. I haven't been there yet, so that's my goal, to get to California right now. So even with those things, I'm just so excited and humbled, and like, God, I thank you, you know, just for all of those opportunities and stuff like that. And now I'm trying to figure out the other question you asked me.
Celebrity. Do you have a favorite celebrity you worked
with? Oh, celebrity. A favorite celebrity that I did have a chance to work with. One of my favorite, I've done a lot of gospel artists. Anita Wilson was one of the ones that I was like, oh man, this is so cool. I had a chance to do Trina Braxton. I had a chance to work on her. I've had a chance to work on Mary, one of the sisters, Mary, I think it was Tina. Had a chance to work on Tina. Denise from Meet the Browns. Yeah. I had a chance to work with her. And I'm just so grateful, because as people come into the city, I'm so thankful that people, they do call me to be able to work on those people. And, you know, I must say that to a good friend of mine, Dr. Maurice Lee, he has actually granted those opportunities and stuff like that to me, to be able to do those things as he, you know, brings his friends and stuff like that into town. So, you know, I had a chance to even work on like Chris Rock's mom and Jasmine Guy. So I had an opportunity to work on a good bit. That's just a few of them. And then a lot of local celebrities, newscasters, and stuff like that as well. So I've done a good bit.
That's awesome. But now tell us, what do you think your strength in the beauty industry? What is your strength that you would like everybody to know is that signature aspect?
Well, I am definitely at this point in my life, I'm really here motivating. Definitely our future stylists, and just even our stylists that we do have. Because a lot of times it bothers me to hear people say that I'm burnt out in this industry, and then I see somebody working at Walmart. And there's nothing wrong with working at Walmart at all, but it's so much in this industry, in this beauty industry, that we can do to not have to go to another type of place to be able to, you know, to get income and stuff like that. So my passion really is to show people that there's so many things within this industry that you can do, and to help build people's passion back up, and you know, equality just within the industry, because I realize that sometimes it can be a lot of division within the industry as well. And I'm like, you know, that's not what I like to see, you know, and I just try to make sure that I teach passion, you know, pulling that passion back into people, going to different salons and letting them know, listen, setting them up to where they can be a better salon as well. So just equal opportunities and passion, and just, you know, getting people to realize that, you know, you can be successful, you can be great, and just pulling that out of people.
I love that. I love that. Now, your faith is a huge part of who you are. And I would love for you to share with the listeners how your beliefs translate into what you do and the influence it affords you to have in the beauty industry.
My faith, everything that I do by faith. By my faith in God, I trust Him. I believe Him. I can do nothing without Him. I can't breathe. I can't move. And so with that, I give everything over to Him. It's not the easiest thing to do as far as giving everything over to God, because we as human beings, we try to control things. And once I realize that I can't control the things that God has for me, then I just have to go with the flow. You know, one of the things that He tells us is that He will give us the desires of our hearts. And the way that you make sure that your desires, His desires, is actually staying in His will. And it'll all come together, because what would happen is your desires, He puts those desires in us. First of all, He made us. That's number one. Being that He made us, He put everything in us that we need. So it's a lot of things that are in us that we don't know, and we feel as if it's just our just bright idea. And it's not our idea, it's just the things that God has put in us, and it's just time for it to be, you know, awakened. And so just the understanding of realizing that you can do nothing without Him, and that's what I realized. I walk by faith and not by sight. I say what it is that I need, and I believe it. So say it and believe it, and just wait on the manifestation. Still yet acting on it, doing your homework all at the same time. But then if you never say it, you'll never see it. And so that's one of the things that I live by. You know, one of the things, I created a vision board for the very first time. And within that vision board, I was like, oh my God, these things really came to pass. I said that I was going, you know, own a house, and in the midst of it, before then, it seemed like it was so impossible. And by the end of the year, after, you know, of me doing that vision board, I was in my house, and I was like, oh my God, I was like, oh, before, you know, I couldn't do that. It just didn't seem like it worked. But when God says, write the vision and make it plain.
Yeah.
Write your vision and make it plain. You know, always look at it, always see it. Give a roadmap to where it is that you're trying to go just in life. And I promise you, if you continue to see it and say it, it'll come to pass.
Amen. You just preached a sermon. So good. All curls matter.
Yes, ma'am.
You have it in a tour where you are going. It the tour now. You are speaking to consumers as well as stylists, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And so
yes, ma'am. I'm connecting that bridge. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, 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 yes. I love it. I love it because you're right. There's a language that's happening in the consumer world, the YouTubes, the bloggers, the, you know, girlfriends talking among themselves as to what they're doing. And then there's the language over here with the professionals, and we've got to bridge that. We've got to standardize that conversation.
Yes, ma'am.
And help it to become universal, just as you were saying. And so with the tour, people can come and be a part of the audience and get the information that you're sharing, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I have other stylists that are that do travel with me as well, that we, you know, we're good friends. And so we all collab together and create subjects, topics that we can actually talk about just to allow the consumers to understand, you know, the next step for their hair and the type of products that they can use. Because a lot of times when people are going and dealing with their curl pattern and trying to wear their hair naturally, they become product junkies. So we're teaching them and doing consultations and teaching them, okay, listen, this is not what you need for your hair. This is, you know, this is for your curl type. This is for your texture right here. So giving them those products that they do need for their hair as well.
Love it. Love it. This has been so much fun. We could talk, you and I, for quite some time, and I'm enjoying the conversation. I'm enjoying the information. You're certainly inspiring, and thank you for your transparency and just sharing with us today. But I, and as we get ready to leave, I want you to be able to leave with our virtual salon listeners one final thought from you, and then make sure they know how to connect with you and your business and the All Curls Matter show tour that you're doing.
Okay. Well, I definitely want to thank you again for the opportunity. Make sure all of my listeners that you always tune in to this podcast, because this is definitely inspiring and motivating to me. I'm like, okay, I'm trying to figure out the next step to go. So I definitely, guys, make sure that you realize that anything is possible. He can do anything, you know. And so just realizing that nothing is out of your reach. As we're going throughout our tour, you can actually contact me. You can go to my website at the letter J, Rashawn, and that's J. Rashawn Coulter. The letter J, Rashawn, RASHAWNCOLTER, Coulter.com. So J. Rashawn Coulter.com, and you can contact me there. And that's my Facebook handle, my Instagram handle as well. So if you do need any type of information, any type of classes, you need me to come to you, I will definitely do that. We're on tour. So super excited about everything. And, you know, ready for the next level and here to help and do whatever it is needed just within the industry and just always teaching equality and passion. Just wanting to make sure that we get to the next level.
Well, with the attitude that you have in your foundation in God, I have no doubt that the sky is the limit with what God is going to do with you, through you, for you, and your family, and those associated with you. And I feel very honored to be a part of that in any small kind of way. We thank you again for being with us and sharing with us today and helping us in understanding all curls matter. Time for our favorite part, Let's Celebrate You, where we spotlight a listener during this segment. We receive testimonies from listeners on how they've dealt with adversities of life and life-altering challenges that sometimes can come along and derail them. And they share an action or a change they've taken to overcome that issue personally or professionally in their life. And our recipient today is Kim Knox. Kim is a young single mother
that found herself not being able to go back to school, back to college, through some adversities in her life. And we salute Kim today for picking herself up, making a commitment to herself first, and finding a way through scholarships to get back in school and begin and finish this journey for her college degree. Kim Knox, we congratulate you, and today we are going to celebrate you. Shawn is going to be giving you one of the All Curls Matters t-shirts so that it will be a motivation and an inspiration to you every time you put it on that you are going to a higher level. Kudos to Kim Knox. Thank you to Atlanta Life Media Agency for sponsoring our show. Our special guest celebrity stylist, we thank you so much, J. Rashawn Coulter, for sharing your wisdom and insights on all hair, all curls matter. And to stay connected to him, we have his full bio and contact information, which will be posted on our website. We want to hear from you. So please share your concerns, your thoughts, your triumphs, and celebrations with us at itsourtime@uptomeradio.com. And don't forget to subscribe to email notices for show alerts of our new podcast to get all the juicy behind-the-scenes post notes and additional resource information. Our podcast can be heard on uptomeradio.com, on Facebook at It's Our Time, Up to Me Radio, and we're also on Stitcher, iTunes, and Google Play. Virtual listeners, thank you for joining our virtual salon conversation today, where we connect, bond, and build strong alliances through our stories. Listen, follow, and share this podcast to be blessed and to be a blessing to others. So until next time, remember, everybody has a story to tell. What's your story?